AVP voice sample Karina Rolutin.
Another day begins in the Philippines. Filipinos travel a lot for work and for fun. Daily estimates for passenger transport are already staggering, and the numbers are only expected to increase by at least 50% by the year 2030. This puts a lot of stress on the transportation system. But the lack of capacity, lack of services, and the lack of infrastructure, sometimes any infrastructure at all, hinder the ability of Filipinos to move about. This limits their access to jobs and basic necessities, and increases their basic cost of living. Insufficient transport facilities and policies result in a real cost to the economy, which hinder the nation's international competitiveness and dramatically increases the cost of basic products for the Philippines' poorest residents. But there are solutions. We need to start with the basics. We need to build a strong base grounded in institutional arrangements, planning processes, and technical capability, and then move forward over time with other priorities. Ultimately, the goal of the recommended solutions is not only to have immediate impacts, but also to ensure a sustainable future for the Philippines, one that brings us all closer together for prosperity.